Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A recent Supreme Court ruling has sparked a renewed discussion on the value of unpaid work done by homemakers, and this has significant implications for how Indian law and the economy account for domestic care. In a landmark decision, the court has set a minimum notional income for homemakers and described them as nation builders. This ruling is a major social and economic issue for UPSC, and we will examine what the court held, the legal lineage of the decision, and why the recognition of unpaid care work is crucial. The Supreme Court addressed how to value the life of a homemaker who has no formal salary in a motor accident compensation case. The key holdings of the court are significant. It reasoned that the services a homemaker provides, including cooking, cleaning, childcare, elder care, and household management, have clear economic value even though no wage is paid. Assigning a notional income corrects the invisibility of this labor in compensation calculations. The concept of loss of domestic care is also important here. When a homemaker dies or is disabled, the household loses real services that would otherwise have to be purchased in the market, such as paid help, childcare, and cooking. This is the loss of domestic care. Courts recognize this loss by assigning a notional income, ensuring that families of homemakers are not undercompensated simply because the deceased earned no formal salary. The current ruling builds on the landmark Kirti v. Oriental Insurance Company decision in 2021, in which the Supreme Court held that the notional income of a homemaker must be calculated fairly and that fixing a low value sends a regressive message about gender roles. That judgment firmly established the principle that homemakers' work has economic value. What makes this significant is that the recent ruling brings predictability and prevents the wide variation that earlier left compensation to the discretion of individual tribunals. By prescribing a minimum floor of 30,000 rupees per month with periodic escalation, the court has taken a major step forward. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the economic dimension of unpaid care and domestic work. This work is overwhelmingly performed by women and is excluded from conventional GDP measurement. Recognizing its value challenges the invisibility of women's contribution to the economy. Data from India's National Statistical Office Time Use Survey provides evidence on the time women spend on unpaid domestic and caregiving work, which is several times that spent by men. This data is the empirical backbone for arguments to value, share, and support unpaid care. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The relevance of this topic is multifaceted. It falls under GS1 Society, covering the role of women, gender division of labor, and the social recognition of women's work. It also relates to GS2 Polity and Governance, covering judicial reasoning, the Motor Vehicles Act framework, and the role of the judiciary in advancing social justice. The overlap between GS1 and GS2 is also important, as it involves gender and the economy, and the link between law and social change. In the mains examination, you can use this ruling to discuss valuing unpaid care work, the NSO time use survey, and policy options such as care infrastructure, parental leave, and shared domestic responsibility. Additionally, this topic has an ethics hook, as it involves the recognition of dignity and the moral worth of caregiving labor. Now let us turn to the way forward. Beyond compensation law, the recognition of unpaid care work should feed into broader policy, investment in public care infrastructure, recognition of care work in social security, and the use of time use survey data to design gender-responsive budgeting. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The case in question is Shishupal v. Surjeet, delivered on 11th June 2026. The court held that the minimum notional income for homemakers under the Motor Vehicles Act compensation is 30,000 rupees per month, rising 10% every 3 years. Homemakers are described as nation builders in this ruling. The compensation was enhanced to about 62,78,000 rupees in this case. This ruling builds on the precedent set by Kirti V. Oriental Insurance in 2021. The data source for this discussion is the NSO Time Use Survey, which measures unpaid domestic and care work. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of this topic. The recognition of unpaid care work is a crucial step towards achieving social justice and promoting gender equality. As we move forward, it is essential to remember that the value of homemakers' work is not just economic but also social and moral.